Kinahof is written in the Tashrach from Tav to Aleph. Although it now, as Ricardo had suggested, we're kind of transitioning from the first destruction of the first base of English to the second, there are things in here that seem to suggest this also speaking about the first base of Migdash, which is part of it. The entire Kina is based on Pasek from Daniel, which I'll be reading a little later. Hate Elokai Aznechat, lean your ear and listen, or lean your ear. Ushma and listen. Reference to Shabbat, we should pay attention to what is happening, as we all should, as we've heard. This is really going on us. Part of what the Kina is trying to suggest is not just the destruction and the pain that happened, but also that, as the Rav suggests, the Chilul Hashem that goes along with it. I'll go through a couple of these stanzas, and it seems that the Kina is trying to bring out that when the nations are destroying Klai Yisrael, it's not just an attack against us. It's an attack against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Chilul Hashem is not only that we are, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the apparent direct attack and scorn for Hashem. And the Kina, and we'll see in Daniel soon, Metz Hashem, is almost asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't repair the damage, don't save us, don't bring us to our original state because of us. We have no schusim. But do it for your own sake. Do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're mocking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're mocking you. They're laughing at you. How can you let that happen? Starts in listen, lean your ear, Hashem, to the light. I'm just reading the English. Licentious ones, blaspheme, whom do I have to fear in heaven? And against mocking, it's not just us, it's you. I have nothing to fear. And hear the roaring of your enemies. Destroy to the very foundation of the temple, the gateway of heaven. One of the things I notice in a few places, the references that are brought down here, and the first one is this from Tehillim, Mi li b'shamayim. So in the way that the Kina brings down that pasuk, Mi li b'shamayim, is how the enemies scorn Hashem. Whom do I have to fear? Who is in Shemayim? Who do I have to fear in Shemayim? But if you look at Tehillim, and you look at the Mefarshim and the Tehillim, it's exact opposite. There, the Tehillim is suggesting the only one that I choose is you in Shemayim. It's a very unusual idea that although the simple meaning is that Mi li b'Shemayim, the only person I have is you in Shemayim, but the Kina is taking the exact opposite approach. I have no one to fear, the scorners, the enemies. I have no one to fear, there's no one in Shemayim. Happens a couple of times in this Kina. Incline your ear, Hashem, who speak falsehood against the righteous and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hear the sound of tumult arising from the conqueror's capital city. The intent of the Kina is listen, Hashem, see the destruction going on in your city. Realize they're ruining Yerushalayim, they're ruining your city. And again, fight against them not because of us, but because of you. That pasuk, Kol Sha'on Me'ir, is actually a pasuk in Yeshaya, And the rest of the pasuk says, "Kol meheichal, kol Hashem mishalem gemul le'oivav." This is a pasuk actually saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back those people that destroyed Yerushalayim, that destroyed his city. Yishai is giving the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back those people. So on the one hand, the kina is saying, look Hashem, look at the tumult arising, at the destruction, and realize that you have need to avenge it. And then it's the actual, that's in a sense, it's the opposite of what Yishai is saying. That's what will happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually will destroy and will pay back our enemies. There's a reference next to Avadya, who at the beginning of his nevuah tried to bring all the other nations against in war against, it says here, the Roman Empire. It was Edom, which we know is the precursor to Rome. It wasn't Rome itself. This again was a nevuah many years before, but they wanted to rise up against Edom. Later it says, incline your Hashem, the scorners who relish ridicule. Hear all the disgrace with which they disgrace you. So again, the kina is wanting Hashem to realize, to see the ridicule, the disgrace, the scorn that the nations are putting on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on you. And realize, fight not for us, but for your own sake. This is another pasuk in Tehillim. Kol cherpasam asher harpucha, all of the disgrace that it was on you, v'ashem v'hashev shchinenu shivasayim el chekam. And again, this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually send, because of the scorn and the ridicule, Hashem will, Shiva'im will multiply the destruction, the anger that the nations had on Hashem back to them. Each stanza goes through the different, in different ways, trying to show how the enemies that were destroying, that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, destroyed Yerushalayim, that the destruction was not just again on us, it was also against, it was the Chil Hashem. We're davening, we're crying, we're trying to feel, to visualize. The destruction should rebuild. That we should be zoicha to the rebuilding, not because of our own zchusim, and not because we deserve it, and not because it was wrong for what they did, and because we are at fault, as we've heard. It's us. But more than that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to revenge because of his own sake, because of the Chil Hashem that's being caused. They're mocking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're laughing at you. How can you let that happen? How can we be a state that the nations are laughing at you? Okay, us, we understand. But they laugh at you, at the creator of the universe. That is almost intolerable. In Daniel, again, this whole kina was based on from Daniel in Perek Tes. And I'm just going to go through, I think first in English and then in Hebrew. The Hebrew is very powerful. And if I've ever seen, I'm not such a learned person, but I haven't seen many places like a tefillah, like a tefillah that you would want to read daily for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bring back, should revenge and bring back from the destruction. This is as close as I have seen. Now Hashem, our God, that you brought us out, your people out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand and created a name until this day, created our name. We have sinned, we are evil. Hashem, in all of your righteousness, please return your anger, your wrath from your city Yerushalayim, the mountain of your holiness, because we have sinned, we have erred, us and our fathers. Yerushalayim and your city are blasphemed, are mocked to all those around you. Now listen, Hashem, to the tefillah of your servant, to my supplication, and shine your countenance on your Mikdash that is destroyed. For your sake, lean your ear, my God, and listen. Open your eyes. See our destruction and the city that is called by your name. Not on our righteousness we pour our supplication in front of you, but only through your tremendous compassion. Listen, Hashem. Forgive, Hashem. Pay attention. Do now, do not delay. For your sake, my God, your name is called on your city, on your people. I just want to say this in Hebrew, it's beautiful. Va'ata Adonai Eloheinu asher hotzeisa es amcha me'eretz Yisrael biyad chazaka v'tas lecha shem kayom hazeh chatanu reshanu. Adonai kachol tzidchascha yashavna apcha chamascha me'ircha Yerushalayim har kadshecha ki b'chata'enu u'avonos avoseinu Yerushalayim v'amcha the cherpa, the chol sidoloseinu. Ve'ata, shma Eloheinu, el tefilas avdecha, ve'el tachanunav, ve'ha'er panecha al migdashecha hashamem, leman Adonai. Hatai Elohai aznecha ushma. Pekach enecha, ure'eh shmoseinu, ve'ha'ir asher nikra shimcha aleha. Ki lo al tzidkosenu anachnu mapilim tachanonenu lefanecha. Ki al rachamecha harabim. Adonai shema. Adonai slacha. Adonai hakshiva. Ve'aseh al tachar lemancha Elohai. Ki shimcha nikra al ircha al amecha.